The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
Now, it's Gina and my job to come in here in the mornings, and we fill the gaps between the songs, the news, the traffic and commercials with some topical, relatable, funny stuff, maybe bring a little bit of light relief, hopefully to entertain and maybe even a little bit of escapism from the daily grind. Now, I'm not going to lie, this morning and last night I was feeling a little flat, and I sort of was battling with a way to approach this and whether I should or not. Now, I probably should be embarrassed by that statement, whether or not I should approach it or not, because we're both in a very privileged position to have this microphone in front of us, and I use it to talk about ant farms. I use it to talk about Taylor Swift. I use it to talk about a guy eating a bucket of cheese balls in Union Square in New York City. So why wouldn't I use the microphone to talk about the 13th woman killed in April alone and the 35 women lost to violence this year? Now, I got home last night from working all day. I was disconnected to the entire world. I was on a closed set. Hardly looked at my phone, was working flat out, got home, did the dinner and bath and bed stuff with the kids. I sat on the couch, opened up my phone to look for some stuff to talk about on the show today, looking for some funny gear, some content. The first post I saw was from the Daily Oz. CW was at the top, content warning. A 19-year-old woman has been found dead in Sydney's East and a 32-year-old man has been arrested. What is going on? It feels like every day I turn on the news, we hear about a domestic or gender-based violence attack taking the life of another woman. Now, we've spoken about this before. We spoke about it off air before, spoken about it in circles, spoken about it with my friends. And some people will say, you know what, you just got to stop watching the news. It's not good for you. Now, that might have been the case when we were in the height of COVID and Gladys was doing her daily press conferences and it was all too consuming, right? I get that. But turning off the news and ignoring what is happening at the moment, I think is part of the problem. Now, I don't know why this is happening. There's smarter people than me out there to figure this out. But what I do know, and whether you like it or not, fellas, the sad, uncomfortable truth is that it's men doing this. What do we do? I don't know. I don't know. But what we can do, gents, is talk to our boys, our mates, call out red flags, poor behaviour when you see it, or language when you hear it. Boys being boys is well and truly a thing of the past. This is a men's problem. And so it's on us to help fix it. Now, like, I'm not going to go down the road of that I have daughters, I have wife, I have friends that are female. This is a human issue, right? But it is gender-based violence. Growing up, most of the teen movies and comedies that I watched and laughed along have all aged terribly. The jokes re-consent, girls and women being objectified, they were all mainstream jokes, jokes that everyone laughed along at. And the girls, women, were meant to laugh along as well. This is deeply seated in our culture. We need to stop this from happening. And I'd like to say the next generation are going to be able to do better. You look towards the next generation for the environment and they're doing great things. But in this space, it's not the case. It's happening with young boys. We're already seeing behaviours with language towards women online and this style of Andrew Tate alpha male worship happening in our young men, not even young men, young boys. Teachers are quitting the industry for good because they are unable to change anything with boys like this. Now, I'd love to see programs in schools, but everything starts at home. Now, there are a lot more issues. This is a complex issue, right? Alcohol, drugs, pornography, mental health. I don't have the answers. I said that earlier. But this country has a lot of smart people that we should be listening to. The politicians, they're just talking politics at the moment. We are lacking, seriously lacking, leadership in this country at the moment. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, he's mid at best, beige, right? The other option, Peter Dutton. That's the best we've got. We need community leaders. We need people with some serious intellect and insight into this. People who have experienced this firsthand to be the people making the decisions and working out how we can do better as a society. Now, I want to play you some audio from the ABC on Monday night. And as soon as you mention the ABC, people roll their eyes. But I want you to listen to this. This is criminology professor Vincent Hurley speaking from the audience on Q&A, the program on Monday night. He was not happy with MPs Bridget McKenzie, Murray Watt and Mark Speakman talking about domestic and gender-based violence. He wasn't happy with what the government are doing and how it's spending its money. He references the amount of money that the government spent on submarines and also the tragic death of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst in Forbes. This is criminal professor Vincent Hurley on the ABC.
How dare you? How dare you go into politics in an environment like this when one woman is murdered every 4 days and all you two can do is immediately talk about politics? That is just disgraceful. Is it any wonder frontline services aren't getting the money that they want? You can talk about putting out billions of dollars. AUKUS cost $300 billion. You made the comment we need to listen more. For God's sake, how long do we have to listen to politicians like you and the rest of you high-horsing about we have to have a Royal Commission, we have to do this? Everyone here knows what the answer
is. OK, so what are they? What are they?
First of all, that man should never have been released on bail. OK, that is the very first thing that happened. If a male has a history of crimes of violence, of any form of domestic violence, coercion, physical, emotional, they should not have the presumption of bail. There will be people who vehemently disagree about the rule of law, about the right of individuals, about the innocence before guilty. But what does society want? We want those poor girls up there from those high schools, one in every four of them are likely to be sexually assaulted after the age of 15. And you all sit here and pontificate about what we're doing. You're not doing enough. New South Wales Police have had a pro-arrest policy for at least 30 years, and we cannot arrest our way out of this. But for the immediate concern of the women here, they need to have that offender taken off the street to give them breathing space to get away to a women's refuge. Over the decades, all governments of all persuasions, state and federal, you have patient dumped people with mental health and drug issues onto the street, which are the underlying causes of domestic violence. And I know, because I've read 1,362 coroner's reports in New South Wales over the last 20 years, and that is the common element. So you talk about domestic violence. It is more than just domestic violence. Mm-hmm. You don't need a Royal Commission. That money needs to go into frontline services now.
They're the sort of people that we need to be listening to. Something needs to change. And I'm sorry that I've gone all heavy and angry and, you know, like that's not always comfortable to listen to, but either is what is happening in the world at the moment, Jaina.
Yeah, well said, Maddie. I'm so glad. I'm just crying over here. But well said. I'm so glad you spoke and then you brought that up because we do need to do something.